Well, not exactly Wes McElroy. It's Hokie Steve and the Big Cat, as I said. And I want to welcome in the voice of the Hokies, as we do every Tuesday night at 5:05. Mr. Bill Roth. Bill, good evening. How are things from Blacksburg?
Going well. How are you guys tonight?
Doing fine. A little subbing in for Wes. So, obviously, Big Cat and I were at the game. I know, well, we'll talk real quick. Got a big basketball game tonight against the Iowa Hawkeyes, right, for Coach JJ?
Yeah, Hokies are 5-0. Hawkeyes are 5-1. And it starts this two-night, 12-game ACC Big Ten Challenge, which the Big Ten has won 3 in a row after the ACC won the first 10.
Right.
So, we'll see if the ACC can rebound. It's been a tough week for the ACC in a lot of different areas.
Yes,
so hopefully they can get things going tonight on the hardwood.
Yeah, John Swofford would like some good news, and hopefully the Hokies can bring a little bit as well as some of the other ACC teams tonight. But let's backtrack a little bit to Saturday afternoon and really what ended up being not a pretty game, but hey, we'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day. Your thoughts on the Hokies going 6-6 and getting back in the bowl picture?
Well, I thought the way the season ended was really dramatic. I mean, they're 4-6, and they got to win 2 games to get to a bowl, and they win them both with no time left, to be quite honest. 2 games in a row,
yep,
decided on the final play. So that was dramatic. I think that I talked with Coach Beamer a lot about this. When you're 2 games under 500 and 2 games left, and you've lost the way the Hokies lost to Florida State, to come back and win shows a lot about the team, because they could have tanked it or folded, and they didn't. So I think that's encouraging. You know, the defense played incredible. If you take a look and how well that defense played on Saturday, it was really remarkable. And I thought Tweedy played great. Bruce Taylor was just sensational. Jack Tyler. So the defense is playing great. They clearly hit their stride.
Hey, Bill, this is the Big Cat. And obviously our guest here on the Cowan Gates Roth Report is Virginia Tech's own Bill Roth, voice of the Hokies. Bill, Coach Beamer seemed emotional after that game almost. Just almost to the point of, he just showed some emotion. What was behind that? I know it's been a tough year and all that, but just can you give us a little more depth in terms of what was behind that?
You know, I think he was, well, first of all, I think he was really cold.
I was emotional.
We can relate to that.
I was emotional, too. You're the only guy that was warm, but go ahead.
That's about one of the coldest games I can remember in our booth. It's open air, all windows were out, so it was cold. You know, I think this was a really interesting season for Coach. In a way, it was one of his toughest ones. I know he felt coming into the season there would be some challenges. I don't think he's going to say it publicly, but there's no way he thought this team would just be 6-6. But you are what you are, and so they're going to learn from this and try to correct the issues that they had this year. I think he was just really excited that they were able to win these last two games and they're going to go to a bowl game again. And that the senior, I think it was more relief, Morris. I think that he didn't want to lose to Virginia and have to walk through that tunnel for those seniors with never playing again.
Right, and no one they'd lost an opportunity at a bowl game at that. Right. Yep.
So. Yeah. So your career would have ended. So I think he was happy. I mean, it's. Hey, listen, they know exactly the way our fans feel. I mean, they understand that this didn't go the way they wanted it to. But they won 2 in a row, and hopefully we can get to a good bowl game and win there and finish with a winning season. And they're going to have a good recruiting class, it looks like, and we'll see what happens. They got to improve the running game.
No doubt.
Number one. I asked Coach Beamer today. He says, we don't block well enough. We don't run well enough.
Bill, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, obviously, is just like you. We've been around the program for a long time, and going back to, you know, the great offensive lines that we had in the mid '90s, and going into the national championship season in '99, and you know, I don't know if it's a toughness thing. I don't know what it is, but we've really kind of struggled. And you know, the difference this year is we usually hit our stride running the football somewhere. You know, we kind of struggle in September, and then we usually kind of hit our stride somewhere mid season. The difference this year is it just never happened.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Number one, you lose 4 senior offensive linemen. Number two, you have 3 straight tailbacks that leave early for the draft.
Good point,
And I think that caught up to Tech. And I talked with Billy Hyde about this. And it's really hard. It's really hard to recruit a great quarterback or a great tailback if you've got one that's a redshirt freshman. And you say, well, I don't want to go there. I'm going to sit for 3 years. And you know, these guys know each other. I mean, everyone knows Phillip Sims or Mike Lennon or T.J. Manuel or Taj Boyd weren't going to come to Tech.
Right.
Tyrod was a sophomore. So who wants to sit? And And that's just the way it goes. That's true everywhere. But when it comes to tailback, you almost have to sign a good one every year because your odds of playing 16 games and not getting anybody hurt are very slim. And that's what you got to do, 15 games, 16 games now, with the new playoff. And secondly, guys leave early, and then you're stuck. And we got stuck playing two freshman tailbacks for the first 7 or 8 games of the season until Scales really became a bigger factor at that position. And it's hard to win with freshmen, as we saw. You know, they're inconsistent. I mean, you guys watched Pitt. You saw how good Russell Shell looked early, right?
Yep.
But over the course of the season, he couldn't maintain that. And it's hard. There's a big difference between 10 high school football games and 12 Division I football at the college level. It's hard for these freshmen. And to expect a kid to come in and perform at a high level for the whole year is incredible. That's why my boy, Texas A&M, ought to win the Heisman.
Yeah, and he could well do it. Yeah. And Bill.
A freshman. He got better.
Oh, yeah.
He sure did.
And a pretty tough league at that. And, Bill, we're the first to admit we've been spoiled, too, with just having tailback after tailback after tailback that has been successful, and then that guy leaves and his backup steps in. And, you know, my Wahoo friends, and I'm proud to say I don't have too many Wahoo friends, but they said they were amazed at just the drop-off, and maybe they didn't watch as much this year, but just the drop-off in the running back situation. And quite honestly, they probably have 2 or 3 running backs better than anybody we had on the field Saturday, but yet we're still able to pull that game out.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they had some guys that have been around for a while. And you know, if you wait a year or two and you see what J.C. Coleman's about. But, you know, I thought, you know, you're right, that we played a lot of teams this year that had better running backs. And that's nothing against our guys, but, you know, Giovanni Bernard won that game for North Carolina.
Yep, sure did.
just go through the schedule. Russell Shell was terrific for Pitt.
Duke Johnson.
Yeah. So Duke Johnson had a great game for the Canes.
Yep.
So when you go through it, it's not how good you are in a way. It's how good you are compared to what the other guys got. And that's, you know, this was the first time since we joined the ACC we didn't have a single first-team all-conference player.
Hard to believe. All right, Bill, we're going to step out and take our 60-second break. We'll be right back with Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Back on the Cowan Gates Roth Report with Bill Roth. And Bill, I want to ask you a little bit. It's been 24 hours since you had Coach Weaver on. Give us an update what you think where we are with the bowl situation. Obviously, a lot will hinge on what happens with Florida State and Georgia Tech. And it looks like if Florida State wins and Clemson goes to Atlanta. But I think the Hokies got a pretty good shot of going to Atlanta. Excuse me, Orlando.
Yeah, I think if you had to handicap it, you'd probably give Orlando right now a slight edge over El Paso. That would be the way you'd handicap it. Assuming that Georgia Tech wins its appeal and the ACC wins its appeal and Georgia Tech can get in the mix. But I don't think it's over 50%, but I think that would be the leading candidate as of now.
Right. Game the Hokies have not been to, and certainly the Florida Citrus Sports Group would like to get the Hokies down there. NC State's been there a little bit, and I think they may be going to Nashville. So it'll be interesting. Obviously, the Florida State-Georgia Tech game, we'll take it from there.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a tough Saturday for the ACC because the SEC game, the winner goes to the national championship, and the ratings are going to be great, and then, you know, the Florida State-Georgia Tech game, it could be a half-empty stadium. I'm a little bit concerned about that, too. Hopefully Charlotte folks will go to watch the game.
Yeah, there's plenty of affordable tickets for that game, by the way. I mean, wow. I mean, some of the prices you've seen on some of the secondary sites are crazy for a college football championship game. And, you know, Georgia Tech is not that far from Charlotte, but they just don't have the traveling fan base. And certainly Florida State can bring a bunch of people, but it still wouldn't be like a Florida State-Virginia Tech game or a Clemson-Virginia Tech game.
Exactly, or any of the teams that are a little bit closer. So
yeah,
we'll see. Well, no, you know, you never know. Maybe folks will go from Charlotte. That would be great for Charlotte.
Hopefully so. All right, Big Cat, he's got a basketball question for you.
Talk about hoops, Bill. I mean, obviously off to a good start, and you know, huge game tonight in the Castle. And just tell us what we might see from this team tonight. Really looking forward to watching them on national TV.
Well, the Hokies are scoring like gangbusters. They've averaged over 85 points a game. They're ninth in the country in scoring, and they're 5-0. Eric Green has been playing great basketball from his guard spot. He's leading the league in scoring. He's been doing everything. He's a leader. His assist-to-turnover ratio is out of sight. And Jarrell Eddy has been nearly as good as well. He's coming off a great week. He had 27 and 23 in two games last week. Iowa's 5-1. They're starting two of the more highly recruited freshmen in the country, including a kid by the name of Adam Woodbury from Sioux City, who is a true freshman, but he's 7-1, 235, and he picked Iowa over Carolina at the end. He was one of the top 30 post guys in the country coming out last year. And he played on the same AAU team as a kid named Mike Gazelle, who's their freshman point guard. So they're starting two true freshmen tonight, their point guard and their center. It's a really interesting team because it's got a real Iowa flavor to it. Three of their five starters are from Sioux City. The state of Iowa is totally going crazy over this team. And you know how Iowa fans are when it comes to basketball. And they're 5-1 under Fran McCaffrey.
Yep.
And they are absolutely in love with this team because they're 5-1. They out-recruited ACC powers to get these two kids, their point guard and their center. And they're really excited about it. But this is their first true road game. So they got two freshman starters at two key positions. That's going to be their first road game. So this would be a great win for Virginia Tech tonight because Iowa is going to win a lot of basketball games this year.
Good. Bill, we just got about a minute left. What's different about this team? I mean, we think we know J.J. versus Seth, but just give us a couple differences that you're seeing so far.
Well, they're freed up to shoot. They're freed up to play. They don't have to worry about getting yanked if they have a momentary
lapse.
Mistake.
Yeah.
We've seen it all the time where, you know, tonight Greensboro would go up by six and then the Hokies would score 12 straight points. And just go down and score, run your offense and play. They take the first good shot. That's the thing. So much of this team's offense so far, they've scored in the first 10 to 15 seconds of the shot clock. Now, there's a big step up in opposition talent tonight.
Yep.
This isn't a Southern Conference team or a Big South team. This is a solid Big Ten team that'll have a really good shot to go to the NCAA tournament this year.
Yeah, real quick, and before we let you go, you know, I was up at the game Friday afternoon against App State and really impressed with the freshman Marshall Wood. Just his floor presence looks comfortable out there for an 18-year-old, and something, you know, very much that we need, obviously, with the lack of depth is somebody that can come in and play right away.
Well, it's interesting, you know, with the loss of Dorian Finney-Smith, you wondered who would step in, and so far so good in that regard, because, you know, by at the beginning of last year, Dodo struggled, but by the end of the year, he was playing great. If you go back and look at the ACC tournament game against Duke, I mean, Finney-Smith was terrific, but he left, and so you're really scared about that position. But Wood has come in, he had double-digit points and rebounds. I'm really impressed with him, and he's got a nice little outside shot, so I think the Hokies are going to be okay at that spot.
All right. Well, you can catch them here in about pregame at 6:45, right, Bill?
6:45, exactly.
Very good. Well, listen, have a great call of the game tonight, and we hope to hear from you talking to JJ after the game with a Hokie victory. And thanks for taking a few minutes to tonight. Hokie Steve and the Big Cat here with Bill Roth, Cowan Gates, Roth Report, and we'll catch up with you down the road, hopefully at a bowl game.
That was great. Thanks, guys. Have
All right.
a great night.
Thanks a lot. You too. Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies. All right.
It's an honor and a pleasure to
it
be
is.
On with Bill.
It is. We don't do it very often, maybe like once a year. I don't think we butchered that too bad. All right. More of your calls on the other side. We'll talk Hokie football, Hokie basketball, and certainly conference expansion.